在我们生活当中，有时候我们很在意，我们是不是被邀请。
In our lives, sometimes we care a lot about whether we have been asked to do something.
啊，被 invite.
Whether we have been invited.
啊，因为被邀请啊，这表示对方啊尊敬我们，或者是看重我们。
To be invited means that the other person cares about us and thinks we are important.
在神所有的创造里头，神最看重人。
In God's creation, God values humans the most.
啊，所以在圣经里头也充满着啊这个邀请。
For this reason, the Bible is filled with invitations.
啊，这让我们知道神看重人啊，神爱人。
These invitations show us that God values His people and that He cares about us.
哦，所以圣经里头有很多来自于神啊或者人对我们的邀请。
The Bible is full of invitations that come from God or from other people.
在挪亚的时代，神要挪亚造方舟。
In the time of Noah, God instructed Noah to build the ark.
那方舟造好了之后，神又邀请挪亚一家人进入方舟。
When the ark was completed, God invited Noah and his family to enter into the ark.
神看重挪亚，没有要让他的一家人来被毁灭。
God valued Noah and didn't want his family to be destroyed.
在圣经的最后，也有一个邀请。
At the end of the Bible, there's another invitation.
神看重人，神看重人的生命。
God cares about people and He cares about our lives.
所以圣经的最后一个邀请，就是神说，凡口渴的都可以来白白的取生命水喝。
The last invitation in the Bible is the Lord saying that those who are thirsty can come and drink freely.
的确，生命是最重要的。
Indeed, life is the most important thing.
神看重我们的生命，所以神邀请我们来得生命的水。
God cares about our lives, and that is why He invites us to drink of this living water.
今天早上我们要一起来学习一个来自于先知的邀请。
This morning, we will study an invitation from the prophets.
我们请看何西阿书第六章。
Let's refer to the book of Hosea, chapter 6.
这个是在但以理书的后面，何西阿书第六章。
Hosea, which is after the book of Daniel, Hosea, chapter 6.
何西阿书六章第一节。
Hosea, chapter 6, verse 1.
第一节，来吧，我们归向主，他撕裂我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必缠裹。
Come and let us return to the Lord. For he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up.
这是当时的何西阿先知对以色列人说，来吧，我们归向主。
This was the prophet Hosea telling God's people, let us come and return to the Lord.
第二节，过两天他必使我们苏醒，第三天他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。
Hosea chapter 6, verse 2, after 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight.
先知的这个邀请啊，就是让人得医治、得生命的邀请。
This invitation from the prophet Hosea, it is an invitation of healing and of life.
这是对个人的复兴的一个邀请。
This is an invitation of individual renewal.
这也是一个对团体复兴的一个邀请。
This is also an invitation of communal renewal.
在我们每生活一段日子之后，我们也是会有这种要复兴的渴望。
In our lives, we will have this yearning for renewal.
因为是需要的，所以呢，就会变成一种渴望。
Because it is a necessity, then it becomes a longing.
那所以今天早上啊，让我们来一起来仔细的思考何西阿先知的这个邀请。
This morning, let us deeply examine this invitation from the prophet Hosea.
到底这是一个怎样的邀请？
What type of invitation is this?
第一个，这是对一个曾经跟神很亲近的人的一个邀请。
First, this is an invitation that goes out to those who have once been very close to God.
一个人很亲近神的时候，他对神是很热心的。
When someone has been very close to God, they are very fervent and zealous towards God.
一个很亲近神的人，他不是一个失落的人。
Someone who is very close to God is not
lost.
Is not a lost person.
很多时候是的，我们过去曾经是很亲近神的。
It may be the case that once upon a time we were very close to God.
但是或许我们是比较冷淡的。
But maybe we have become lukewarm.
甚至我们觉得我们是在神面前有点失落了。
Maybe we feel that before God we are actually lost.
这里先知说来吧，我们归向主。
Here the prophet tells us, come and let us return to the Lord.
这个回转归向，这个代表着过去曾经是有一段美好的日子。
This term returning means that in the past there was a good day.
是的，这些神的百姓，他们曾经是跟神很亲近的。
Truly, once God's people had been very close to God.
是的，他们曾经跟神是有非常好的团契。
Indeed, they had a very good fellowship with God in the past.
所以当他们冷淡的时候，他们有人就在回想。
Therefore, when they became lukewarm, some of them started thinking back.
当他们在神面前失落的时候，他们有人就在回想过去。
When they were lost before God, some of these people thought back.
我们请看诗篇八十四篇。
Let's also refer to Psalm 83.
诗篇八十四篇。
Psalm 84.
诗篇八十四篇的背景就是他们失落了，他们被掳到外邦去。
The background of Psalm 84 is that they had been lost and they had been exiled.
万军之主啊，你的居所何等可爱。
Verse 1, how lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts.
第二节，我渴慕啊，我羡慕可想神的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生的神呼吁。
Verse 2, my soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
第三节，万军之主啊，我的王，我的神啊，在你的祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找到房屋，燕子为自己找着暴雏之窝。
Verse 3, even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts,My King and my God.
第四节，如此住在你殿中的变为有福，他们仍要赞美你。
For blessed are those who dwell in your house; they will still be praising you.
现在他们被掳到外邦去。
They have been taken to a foreign land.
不再有宗教的活动。
They no longer have religious activities.
他们也没有过去他们所拥有的圣殿。
They also do not have the tabernacle that they once had.
所以。这个作诗的人就来回想过去的那个美好的时光。
This psalmist was reminiscing about their good past.
是好像第三节说，好像麻雀有自己的房子。
In verse 3, the psalmist was thinking back that there was such a time where they were like a swallow with a nest.
在白天里头可能有这些灰鸟飞来飞去。
During the day, there may be birds flying here and there.
到了晚上，他们总是会回到自己的窝。
But at night, they will return to their own nest.
有自己的窝，也可以来照顾自己的这个小孩。
If they have their own nest, then they can care for their young.
这是一个平安幸福的一个图片。
This is a peaceful and joyful image.
这就是过去的神的百姓，他们曾经拥有过的。
This was an experience that the people of God had in the past.
那这个何西阿先知，他已经预先知道他们即将失落。
Prophet Hosea knew that they would one day be lost.
所以他已经提醒他们说，要这个回转归向神。
Therefore, Hosea warned them to come and return to the Lord.
我们再跳过来看第九节。
Let us skip to Psalm 84, verse 9.
第九节，神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面。
O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed.
一个亲近神的人就能够享有神百般的这种眷顾。
Someone who is close to God can rely on the almightiness and protection of God.
在生活里头，神就真的是他的盾牌。
In their lives, they truly experience that God is their shield.
第十节，在你的院里住一日，甚是在别处住千日，宁可在神的殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
Verse 10, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
人的一个软弱啊，就是人在福气当中不会去珍惜。
One of the weaknesses of people is that when we are in prosperity, we don't know how to cherish it.
当失去了才会发现说，哇，原来过去是那么美好。
It is only when we have lost this prosperity that we realize how good we had it before.
现在他们被抓到外邦去，就好像是住在恶人的帐篷里头。
Now they have been captured and taken to a foreign land as if they were living in tents of wickedness.
他才发现说，原来过去是那么的那么的好。
It was only in captivity that they realized how good they had it before.
那现在只想说，如果能够再拥有过去的一天，那就好了。
Here the psalmist is thinking that if they could go back to the past, how good that would be.
但是人很可怜，有时候连这小小的要求，甚至都达不到。
People are so pitiful that even such a small request, they can actually not even fulfill it themselves.
有些人说，只要一个晚上，让我能够从头睡到尾，睡足8个小时、6个小时，我就非常的。非常的感谢了。
Some people may think that if I can sleep a whole night, sleep for 8 hours, then I would be very grateful.
但是常常连这最小的要求也做不到。
But frequently we cannot even fulfill such a small action.
真的，人是非常的脆弱的。
Truly, people are so helpless and fragile.
十一节，因为主神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
Psalm 84 verse 11, For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
现在一回想知道说，神过去的教导教训原来是那么的重要。
When we think back, we realize that the lessons God was teaching us are so important.
神常常的吩咐说要遵守他的教训。
God commands us to observe His law.
人的另外一个软弱就是不愿意顺服。
Our other weakness is that we are unwilling to submit.
其实神都已经把恩典准备好在那里。
God has actually already prepared grace for us there.
那神总是认为人是配得的。
God believes that we are worthy.
只是人常常把自己弄成不配得。
The problem is that we ourselves make ourselves unworthy.
十二节，万军之主啊，依靠你的人变为有福。
Psalm 84 verse 12, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
所以何西阿先知说让我们来回转，来把我们来归向神。
For this reason, Prophet Hosea reminds us to come and return to the Lord.
所以我们想想看，在信仰的路上，我们曾经拥有过的美好的时光。
Let us take a moment and think back to our journey of faith and think when we had good times.
我们要问问我们自己，常常停下来问问我们自己，我还拥有吗？
Let us take a moment and frequently ask ourselves whether we still have that same joyous experience.
曾经我们的生活里头，我们总是先求神的国，神的义。
In our lives, are we first asking for God's kingdom and His righteousness?
生活当中的每一个层面，我们第一想到的就是神，就是信仰。
In every aspect of our lives, are we first thinking about God and about our faith?
那种对神的看重，带给我们一个非常平安、非常喜乐的生活。
It is by prioritizing God that we will have such a peaceful and joyful life.
都不用做太多的考虑，就是想到神，想到信仰。
We don't need to think too much so long as we think about God and our faith.
这种生活真的是很简单又很轻松。
This is a very simple and easy lifestyle.
但是不晓得在什么时候，我们所考虑的事情好像变得越来越多。
But we don't know when this changed. Suddenly, we start thinking about more and more things.
这个先求神的国、神的义，好像只是 存在脑海里头的一个知识而已。
The seeking of God's kingdom and righteousness is only an intellectual thought in our minds.
我们没有看重神，但是我们的生活并没有变得更简单、更平安。
We don't prioritize God, but our life is not as simple or as easy.
那在那美好的时光，我们常常想到的就是教会的活动。
In times of prosperity, we're always thinking about activities at church.
我们发现我们的喜乐是从敬拜神 而来的。
We realize that our joy comes from worshiping God.
我们发现在弟兄姐妹的团契里头，我们拥有喜乐。
We find joy in fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
是一种说不上来，但是真的拥有。
It is an unspeakable joy, but an ever-present one.
那个应该就是圣经所说的圣灵当中的喜乐。
This is the joy that is described in the Bible, which is founded in the Holy Spirit.
当我们奉主耶稣的名，我们聚在一起，圣灵就运行在我们的当中。
When we gather in the name of Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit abides with us.
有时候也不是什么特别伟大的一个活动，但是我们觉得喜乐。
Even though it may not be a huge event, we still feel very joyful.
我们常常很喜欢的一件事情就是跪下来祷告。
One thing that we enjoy very much is to kneel down and pray.
再怎么忙，我们不会忽略祷告。
No matter how busy we are, we won't neglect prayer.
因为发现祷告是一种享受。
Because we find delight in prayer.
是没有人可以夺走的一种享受。
It is an enjoyment that nobody can steal.
但是人生活在这个现实的生活里头。
And yet we live in this reality.
有时候就真的是很多的事情，很多很忙碌 的工作就在我们生活里头。
Sometimes there is a lot of busy work that fills our lives.
让我们也渐渐忽略了去享受祷告。
Because of this, we gradually neglect the delight of prayer.
那既然参加教会的活动，我们也很自然的就参与了教会里头的一些服事的工作。
When we join in the activities of church, it is very natural to join in service to the church.
无论做教会的任何工作，都做得很喜乐。
It doesn't matter what job or duty we do for church, we do so very happily and joyfully.
我们请看路加福音十七章。
Let's refer to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17.
路加福音十七章十六节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 16.
第十节。
Verse 10.
路加福音十七章第十节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 10.
第十节，这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应做我们应分做的。
So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do.
我们总是存着一个非常感恩、非常谦卑的心来做每一件事情。
We have a very grateful and willing heart to do anything we are asked to do.
没有什么跟周遭的人或事情来做比较。
There is no comparison with other people or other things.
无论是怎样的事情，我是为主耶稣来做的。
No matter what we do, we are doing it for the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣这么爱我，主耶稣这么伟大。
The Lord loves me so much, and He is so mighty.
那我只是那么的渺小。
I am only so minute.
那我竟然能够来做他的工作。
And yet I am allowed to do His work.
很努力的去做。
I do so diligently.
甚至有时候也得到别人的称赞。
I may even do so diligently that I am praised by others.
但是在那个美好的时光里头，我们不会去在意别人的称赞或者是说甚至别人的批评。
In the good times, we don't really care about the praise or even the criticism that we receive from others.
我们只是享受在为神来工作。
We simply enjoy serving God.
是的，我是一个无用的仆人，但是主耶稣，你爱我，你让我能够侍奉你。
I am an unprofitable servant, but the Lord, you love me and you allow me to serve you.
我那种很甘心情愿的去做一些事情，那个真的是很美，真的是很高兴。
It is very beautiful and joyful to do those things that we want to do in service.
因为我们在享受着主耶稣。
And it is joyful because we are delighting in the Lord.
因为我们在享受着主耶稣里头的丰富。
We are enjoying the abundance in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那所以我们对周遭的人呢，也常常会有一种负担，有一种责任。
As a result, we will feel this responsibility and commitment to those around us.
就好像我们良心自然而然告诉我们说，我们不能够只是这样自私的来享受我们的信仰。
It is as if very organically our conscience will tell us that we cannot just be selfish in enjoying these blessings.
我在享受，那周遭的人呢？
We will ask ourselves, we are enjoying this, but are others around us enjoying it as well?
所以我们就很乐意的去跟别人来分享主耶稣的福音。
Therefore, we will very joyfully want to share the message and gospel of Jesus Christ with others.
甚至心中有那一种负担，甚至焦急。
In our hearts, we will have this obligation and this urgency.
我们请看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let us refer to the book of Acts, chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章十六节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 16.
十六节，保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。
Verse 16. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols.
这个心里着急呀，心里被 provoke 啊。在生活当中很多层面其实 是不是很好的。
Usually the term provoked does not have a very, it has a very negative connotation.
就是我们个人的这种情绪好像被激动了。
It means that our emotions and feelings have been inflamed.
但是这种对周遭人的灵魂的关心这个不一样。
But when we are provoked to care for the souls of those around us, that's a different type of provocation.
我们拥有一个我们生命当中最好的。
We take the best thing in our lives.
我们是很慷慨的要去跟别人分享。
We are openly taking this precious thing and sharing it with others.
我们看到别人还没有拥有，我们为他觉得很着急。
When we see that others don't have this precious thing, then we feel very anxious for them.
那这种的热心其实是很美妙的。
This is a very beautiful fervency.
你不会害怕，你不会觉得不好意思的去跟别人来分享福音的好处。
We don't feel afraid or embarrassed to share the goodness of the gospel.
不管对方的反应是怎样。
It doesn't really matter what other people's reaction is going to be.
我们的感觉是非常喜乐，非常甜蜜的。
Because our feeling is one of joy and of sweetness.
对方如果能够有一点反应，我们非常非常非常的感谢我们跟他分享了福音的好处。
If the other person has some small reaction, then we are very grateful that we could share the goodness of the gospel with them.
对方的反应是非常的不好的，我们也非常的感谢我为主耶稣来受一点点的这种侮辱。
Even if the reaction is a little bit negative, we are still very thankful because we were counted as worthy to suffer for the Lord.
所以我们一定都曾经有过这种非常美好的体验美好的时光。
I believe we must have had this good past experiences.
这个何西阿先知说：“来吧，我们归向神。”
The prophet Hosea said, "Come and let us return to the Lord."
这就是对我们如果觉得我有点冷淡了，这是对我们的邀请。
If we feel that we have become a little bit lukewarm, this invitation is for us.
真的在现实的生活里头，我们是很容易失去了那个起初的爱。
In our lives in the world, it is very easy to lose our first love.
失去了跟神的那一种亲近。
We have lost that intimacy with God.
失去了对周遭的人的那一种关心。
We have lost this care and concern for others.
请我们再看回何西阿书第六章。
Let us refer back to the book of Hosea, chapter 6.
何西阿书第六章第一节。
Hosea chapter 6, verse 1.
第一节，来吧，我们归向主，他撕裂我们，他必医治；他打伤我们，他必缠裹。
Come and let us return to the Lord, for He has torn, but He will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up.
先知的这个邀请是一个怎样的邀请？
What type of invitation is this invitation from the prophet?
这是对那种觉得说我在被神管教的那种人的一个邀请。
This invitation is also directed to those who feel they're being disciplined by God.
是的，这些以色列人他们是被曾经被神管教过。
Indeed, the Israelites themselves have been disciplined by God.
在何西亚讲这一段话的时候，他们还没有受到最严厉的管教。
When Hosea spoke these words, the Israelites had not even received the worst or the most severe discipline from God.
但是何西亚已经先告诉他们，你们会被撕裂，你们会被打伤。
Hosea warned them that they would be torn and stricken.
但是一开始何西亚他就邀请说，来吧，我们归向神。
But Hosea also chided them that they should come and return to the Lord.
在生活当中，有时候我们自己感受到神在管教我。
In our own lives, we may feel that God is disciplining us.
那我们也知道，管教是神另外一个层次的爱。
We also know that discipline is another facet of God's love.
神对我们的管教是神另外一个层次的工作。
God's discipline of us is another factor or facet of God's work in us.
今天神拣选我们，他就会在我们身上有爱，有他的工作。
Today God has chosen us and His love works in us.
这个管教就是他的爱，就是他的工作。
This discipline of God is His love and it is His work in us.
我们请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 5.
第五节，你们又忘了那欠你们如同欠儿子的话，说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候，不可灰心。”
And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him.
第六节，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打所收纳的儿子。
Verse 6, for whom the Lord loves.He chastens and scourges every son whom he receives.
神真的爱我们。
God truly loves us.
神真的在我们身上有工作。
He truly is working in us.
所以我们会遇到被神管教的时候。
Therefore, we will face times of discipline.
所以先知就提醒说，来吧，我们归向神。
For this reason, the prophet reminded us, come and let us return to the Lord.
在被管教当中的我们，我们要回转，要归向神。
For those of us who are undergoing discipline, let us come and return to the Lord.
我们要告诉自己，我们要互相提醒，这是神的爱，这是神的作为。
Let us tell ourselves and remind each other that this is God's love and it is His work.
我们人啊，真的是非常渺小，非常脆弱。
We truly are so vulnerable and so fragile as humans.
我们真的是非常的不好。
We are not good.
但是神还爱我们。
And yet God still loves us.
我们常常是让自己生活在这个所谓试探的边缘。
It is we who allow ourselves to live by the boundary and limits of temptation.
知道试探不好，但是偏偏走在试探的边缘。
We know that temptation is not good, and yet we walk upon its edge.
而让错误的试探渐渐地进入我们生活里头。
We allow these wrong temptations to gradually enter into our lives.
我们请参考创世纪十九章。
Let's refer to the book of Genesis, chapter 19.
创世纪十九章第一节。
Genesis, chapter 19, verse 1.
第一节，两个天使晚上到了索多玛，罗德正坐在索多玛门口，看见他们就起来迎接，脸伏于地下拜。
Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gates of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground.
这罗德本来他是只想说我到一个有水有草的地方。
Initially, Lot only wanted to look for a place that there was water and grass.
啊，但是他却渐渐的搬到这个城市，搬到索多玛去。
But gradually, he moved all the way to the city of Sodom.
啊，他甚至是住进了索多玛。
Not only did he get close by, he actually lived within the city of Sodom.
哦，他甚至融入了这个索多玛的生活里头。
He had already been integrated into the lifestyle of the city of Sodom.
啊，所以他坐在城门口。
For this reason, he sat by the gates.
哦，在那个时代，坐在城门口的通常就是重要人物。
At that time, those who sat by the city gates were important figures of that city.
哦，他真的想要在那里住下来。
He really wanted to live in that city.
哦，他也想要在那里啊，有一个位置。
And he wanted to have a position in that city.
啊，第九节。
Verse 9.
众人说：“退去吧。”又说：“这个人来聚居，还想要做官呐、啊！现在我们要害你，比他们更甚。”众人就向前拥挤罗德，要攻破黄门。
And they said, "Stand back." Then they said, "This one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them." So they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door.
哦，人心中的那个企图心呐、啊，虽然在心中，其实是很容易从外表、从人的行动、言语就看出来。
Even though people may have envy and jealousy within their hearts, it is very easy to be expressed in their words and actions.
这里的人就看出来说，你罗德这个人，你还想在我们这里啊有一个位置。
These people of Sodom were able to say, "Look, Lot, you think that you should have a position in our city?"
这个罗德已经不是在试探的边缘了，他已经是进入试探。
Lot was not at the boundary of temptation. He had already fallen into temptation.
哦，那甚至很严重的，他对这个神的教导，他已经很迟钝了。
It was so severe that he was not reacting to the teachings of God.
哦，我们请看十九章的十二节。
Let's skip to verse 12.
两个人对罗德说：“你这里还有什么人吗？无论是女婿是儿女。”和城中一切属于你的人都要将他们从这个地方带出去。
Then the man said to Lot, "Have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whoever you have in the city, take them out of this place."
这两个天使对罗德是讲得非常的清楚。
These angels have spoken very clearly to Lot.
要马上的赶快的离开这里。
They had told him that he must depart immediately.
十五节。
Verse 15.
天明了，天使催逼罗德说：“起来，带着你的妻子和你在这里的两个女儿出去，免得你因这城里的罪恶同被剿灭。”
15. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city."
哦，对天使对他所讲的有听进去，但是呢，却是反应很迟钝。
He heard what the angel said, but his reaction was very delayed.
我们有时候也会陷入这样的状况里头。
Sometimes we also fall into the same circumstance.
我们不是只是在试探的边缘，我们是进入了试探。
We are not just at the edge of temptation; we have fallen into its trap.
神爱我们。
But God loves us.
他借着管教来叫醒我们。
He uses discipline to awaken us.
让我们从灵性危险里头能够回转。
He is calling us from the place of dangerous temptation so that we may turn back.
就像路德记里头的路德，他回转回犹大地去。
In the same way that Ruth returned to the land of Judah.
我们请再看回何西阿书第六章。
Let's refer back to Hosea chapter 6.
何西阿书六章第三节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 3.
请念。
Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.
对不起，应该是念第二节。第二节说，过两天他必使我们苏醒，第三天他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。
Verse 2, after 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight.
这是一个怎样的邀请？
What type of invitation is this?
这是一个让我们苏醒的邀请。
It is an invitation that we may come to rise up.
这是一个让让我们能够苏醒醒起。
It is so that we may awake and rise up.
那这也是一个让我们得生命的邀请。
It is also an invitation to receive life.
这是一个让我们得神看顾的邀请。
It is an invitation to receive the protection of God.
当时的这些以色列人，他们在敬拜神的事情上面渐渐的离开神。
These Israelites had departed from the worship of God.
他们的言语，他们的行为已经渐渐的远离神。
In their words and their behavior, their conduct, they had departed from God gradually.
所以他们即将被掳到外邦去。
And for this reason, they were taken into captivity.
所以先知说，回转归向神。
The prophet said to them, "Come, let us return to the Lord."
才能够再一次得到帮助。
Then we can receive God's help.
才能够真的苏醒过来，兴盛起来。
Then we can be revived.
今天我们也需要对自己来做一番的反省。
Today we must also reflect.
我们会发现，是的，我们应该还有很多可以进步的空间。
We may discover that there is a lot of room for improvement.
有时候我们会发现，我们不但没有进步，而是有了一些的退步。
And we may find when we evaluate ourselves that we not only have not improved, that we've actually fallen behind.
在旧约圣经里头，常常会提到旧约的百姓，他们守神的节期。
In the Old Testament, it talks about God's people observing His festivities.
那要反复的、经常的这样做。
They had to do so continually.
这应该是一个很好的提醒。
This is a good reminder for us today.
那今天我们不再去守这些节期。
As we know now, we no longer observe these celebrations.
但是这节期当中会有一些特别的日子。
But in these celebrations, there are certain special dates.
我们请看利未记二十三章。
Let us refer to Leviticus chapter 23.
利未记二十三章三十三节。
Leviticus 23 verse 33。
三十三、三十四，主对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人，这七月十五日是祝棚节，要在神面前守这节七日。
”Verses 33 and 34. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be the feast of tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord."
35节，第一日当有圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。
35, on the first day there shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it.
36节，七日内要将火献给主，第八日当守圣会，要将火祭献给主，这是筵束会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。
36, for 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the 8th day you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a sacred assembly, and you shall do no customary work on it.
在守节的时候，是的，要献祭。
In the times of feast, we are to give an offering.
那我们也看到他们会特别分出来一个日子。
And we know that there was one day within the feast that was separated.
叫做圣会。
This was a sacred assembly.
或者说 holy convocation.
Or also holy convocation.
那所以今天我们没有守这些节期，但是我们每年会有两次的灵恩会。
Today we no longer observe these Old Testament feasts, but twice a year we do have these holy convocations.
这个就像当时他们分别出日子来做这个圣会，做筵束会。
This is in the spirit of these times in Old Testament where they separated some time in order to dedicate it for a sacred assembly.
在我们信仰的道路上面，这是需要的，而且这是很宝贵的。
This is necessary and precious in our journey of faith.
借着灵恩会我们可以的话，静下心来，我们一起来聚集。
In the upcoming spiritual convocation, let us try to calm down our hearts and gather together.
我们一起更用心的来学习神的道理。
Let us devote ourselves to learn the word of God.
我们更花一点时间来做祷告。
Let us invest a little more time to pray.
让我们静下心来发现我们生活当中的一些缺失。
Let us calm down our hearts and reflect on the gaps within our lives today.
让我们立志来胜过我们的软弱。
Let us make a determination to overcome our weaknesses.
努力的来参加联恩会，这就是一个回转的启动。
One way that we can return to the Lord is to diligently come to this convocation.
这种回转归向神的，必蒙神的怜悯，蒙神的赦免。
Those of us who return to the Lord will receive God's mercy and His compassion.
只要我们用心做了，神必定来原谅我们。
If we return wholeheartedly, God will forgive us.
神要洗净我们。
He will wash us clean.
神要复兴我们。
He wants to revive us.
主耶稣已经为我们受过苦。
The Lord has already suffered for us.
主耶稣他为我们复活了。
The Lord has also resurrected for us.
就是要提供给我们随时常常有一个回转归向他的一个机会。
He did these things so that we will always have the opportunity to return to Him.
因为主耶稣复活了，所以我们 回转归向神，才能够得到应该有的果效。
Because the Lord has already resurrected, when we return to the Lord, we will receive this reward and this result.
我们希望我们常常是很清醒的。
We really hope that we will always be very awake and alert.
我们的灵性也要是清醒的。
And that also our spirit will be awake and alert.
最后我们看诗篇二十三篇。
Finally, let us turn to Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇第三节。
Psalm 23, verse 3.
第三节，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
Psalm 23, verse 3, He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
愿我们都能够看重我们下礼拜的这灵恩布道会。
May we all be able to value and prioritize next week's convocation.
不管我们能够参加几个晚上或几天，我们尽我们的力量努力的来参加。
Regardless of how many days or nights we can join next week, let us do everything we can to join.
相信照这个经节所说的，我们的灵魂得以苏醒，我们这个能够被引导走在义路上。
I believe that if we diligently try to come to convocation, it will be, as it says in this verse, we will have our soul restored and we will be led in the paths of righteousness.
下礼拜的灵恩布道会是你的期待吗？
Is next week's convocation something that you look forward to?
是的，应该是我们的期待。
It should be.
我们一起唱诗三十四首。
Let us sing hymn 34.
主找你的安宁， 君子重你，君子重你，将你重担交托主身心，主必解除你苦情。君子重你，君子重你，耶稣亲重你，他温柔说，君子重你。迷路之人主召你走正路，君子召你，君子召你，依靠主能力引导你脚步，耶稣耶稣好坚固，君子召你，君子召你，今日找你。
请坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣已经发出了邀请。
The Lord Jesus Christ has already extended His invitation.
那我们的回应是怎样呢
？What is our response?
让我们一起说，来吧，我们归向神。
Let us come together and say, "Come, let us return to the Lord."
在信仰的道路上面，我们是否有一点的退步了？
In the journey of our faith, maybe we have retreated a little bit.
我们是否走在试探的边缘？我们正在神正在纠正我们，管教我们。
Maybe we are walking on the edge of temptation, and God is correcting us and disciplining us.
我们是否需要神更多的坚固
？Maybe we need God to strengthen us.
我们是否在很多的层面我们要能够复兴起来？
In many aspects of our lives, we need revival.
下个礼拜是一个很好的机会。
Next week is a fantastic opportunity.
我们也求神帮助我们让我们能够排除困难，不受阻挡，来参加下个礼拜的盛会。
Let us plead to God that He will take away every obstacle so that we may come to His convocation.
所以我们的祷告也特别为下礼拜的灵恩布道会祷告。
In this closing prayer, let us.Also intercede for next week's spiritual convocation.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
Those who would like to receive the laying of hands in prayer, please come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.